Outside Madrid tonight, Spanish police laid siege to a suspected terrorist hideout, and the incident resulted in an explosion. At least three suspects and one policeman were killed, and 11 other police officers were wounded. The police were looking for suspects in last month's deadly train bombings. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski is following the story in Madrid. Jerome, what happened?
Well, the Spanish Interior Minister just gave a news conference in which he said police surrounded a building near a train station in a working-class suburb of Madrid, where several Arabic-speaking suspected terrorists had holed up with a large stash of explosives. The minister said that when the police moved in, the suspected terrorists detonated the explosives, killing themselves and a policeman and wounding 11 others.
Did the police make any arrests?
They did not make any arrests as we know of, but the operation was carried out as part of the investigation into the March 11th train bombings in Madrid, which killed 191 people.
Now, police discovered yet another bomb on a train yesterday. Tell us about that.
Indeed, that bomb was found about 40 miles south of Madrid near the city of Toledo on the bullet train that connects Madrid to Seville. That explosive was found by a railway employee and defused. And the reports here link that to the March 11th bombings, but the Interior Minister only said that the explosive was the same type of explosive used in the March 11th attack.
And just recap for us, if you would, the progress that police have made in the investigation of that March 11th Madrid train bombing.
Well, so far, about 20 suspects are in custody. Most of them are Moroccans, some of them linked to an extremist group based in Morocco that is linked to Al-Qaeda. The leader, though, is said to be a Tunisian.
Reporter Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid. Thank you, Jerome.
You're welcome, Howard.